Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
But during the day, I like to see my day as a walking meditation. I try to see my day where I don't need to leave the city or go into a quiet room for 20 minutes to breathe in order to escape the busyness.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shump, and in this episode of Property Investory, we continue our conversation with Ben Handler, co-founder of Australia's biggest buyer's agency. Handler shares his lifestyle tips, which have helped him cultivate the success he's had with his business. Furthermore, you'll learn more about his training course called the Buyer's Agency Institute, that you can be part of. The very first step to starting your own buyer's agency, as Handler puts it, is getting the relevant qualification.
In order to run your own business as a buyer's agent, you need a real estate license. You can do the buyer's agent's license, but that's actually getting abolished and that's getting integrated into the real estate license. So to run your own business, you need a real estate license, definitely in New South Wales. And then if you want to work for a company as a buyer's agent, you can get away with what's called a certificate of registration. Each state has different, obviously, compliance and regulation, but it's very easy to get. I mean, that style of licensing and certification is really simple and straightforward.
So initially, when you first started building your property investments and buying, was there anything holding you back from jumping into property?
It's a good question, because that's what kind of stemmed me to move on this trajectory of building a buyer's agency business. Was it's very isolating, right? Like, you know, you're sitting there trying to crunch numbers, or you're doing some research, or you're meeting real estate agents that don't get back to you, real estate agents that are lying to you. It's quite a daunting experience. So I think the first property purchase shook me up quite a bit. There was a lot of nerves. I had buyer's remorse. You know, I was definitely somewhat doubting potentially my decision that I'd made. So, you know, I found that first experience, to be honest with you, quite confronting. And that's why when I went to the States and researched the buyer's agent model, I was just like, wow, like, you know, giving buyers representation, like fair representation, I thought was just something that, you know, I would have needed back then and I would have paid for back then. And a lot of the purchases that I've made, like when I talked to you, just those two recent purchases in Summer Hill and New Farm, I use buyer's agents in my company. Like, I use buyer's agents for all my purchases. I know they're on the ground. They know the real estate agents. They know how to hustle. That one that I bought in New Farm, the buyer's agent, Jordan, that I used, I mean, without his relationship, I wouldn't have come across that property, right? And so, you know, I think that it's very important just to arm yourself with the right, I guess, team or knowledge or inner circle, I guess.
Handler believes, in spite of common interpretations, that emotions often hold investors back or cause them to make bad decisions.
The emotion is what can cause all the issues in a deal. And we see it with our clients every day, even in clients buying for investment purposes where, you know, you think the emotion is out of it. There is actually still a lot of emotion in investment purchasing, which I think is misunderstood. And the emotion with investment purchasing is, you know, people are trying to accumulate wealth. They want financial freedom. And there's a lot of ego and there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of emotion in that, because they're attached to getting those outcomes. And so I feel like there's still emotion in investment purchasing, despite people saying that it's a non-emotional decision. So from my perspective, buying owner-occupier or investment, there's a lot of emotion, and that emotion can cause a lot of bad decision-making. You know, in my opinion, you know, going back to your question around, you know, buying, in, you know, I guess building a portfolio, and I think it's all about buying well. When I was saying, talking about accumulating, you know, equity within properties, that is about buying well. And in order to buy well, you need to capitalize on opportunities, and you need to know what those opportunities are, and you need to know when to pull out of those opportunities when emotion's kicking in, you know. And I think that being very clear on, hey, I'm going to tap out at this price no matter what, even if it's an extra 5, 10, whatever they're going to come back to me at the real estate agent, I'm tapping out at this price. So being able to be disciplined and diligent around, you know, when you're going to pull out, et cetera, of the deal, I think is critical.
To help him with his own decision-making, Handler has had a variety of mentor and coaches who have given him great advice.
I've always had a very diverse range of coaches. So I look to have coaches in different areas of my life. So for example, I mentioned Simon Reynolds. Simon's very much a coach I've had for over 5 years, very much an entrepreneurial business style of coach that I discuss ideas with, and he coaches me on my business, but he's very much there for me just to talk high level with. He's obviously an entrepreneur himself. He hustles in business all the time himself. And so he's a coach that helps me work on my businesses, but also helps me create. Like that Buyer's Age Institute idea, I remember I was in a hotel room in San Francisco on the bed, and that idea came because he asked me some questions, and bang, that's what happened. So he's that style of coach. I've also got a sales coach. I'm very active in sales. I'm very fascinated by sales and communication. So I've got a strict coach and have had a coach for 7 years in sales. And I've obviously trained a large sales team at Cohen Handler and People. So I've got to upskill myself there. I've also had an executive coach because I'm obviously a director of companies. So I had, a coach to help me with director duties and understand, you know, how to make sure you're going about running a business the right way. I've also got a coach. I've got very much a lifestyle, a life and spiritual, you know, coach as well, where, you know, just teaching me about life, you know, life itself, just the beauty in life, and I guess the privilege and the honor of being granted a human life. I've got someone who really helps me navigate through, I guess, self-awareness and, you know, just being able to be in touch with, outside of the busyness that we have with all our business obligations, I like to be able to connect in a spiritual way. So that coach also guides me there.
In terms of his own lifestyle, Handler believes that his almost daily yoga practices has helped him deal with extraordinary levels of productivity.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, like my day. So my day, 4:20, I get up every morning, 6 mornings a week, and I practice yoga. You know, I'm a qualified yoga teacher. I don't teach. I did the training to educate me on the anatomy and just the body and itself. And so to answer the question, I mean, yoga every morning, that grounds me. I'm doing a lot of breathing in the morning. There's a whole misconception around yoga, you know, that I find from my perspective, and people really misunderstand it. They think it's something for hippies or some wacky thing. Or, I mean, yoga's been around for a very, very, very long time, right? And it's got a lot of healing benefits that enables you to get through your day better. You know, it relaxes your nervous system. It creates a lot of circulation within the body, you know, stretching out the muscles. And so yoga definitely is a key thing which helps me get through my day and escape the busyness. And then obviously meditation. And meditation for me is not just about sitting down in a silent room and closing my eyes and being still for 20 minutes. You know, I've done 10-day silent retreats, which are called Vipassana, where you really disconnect and you can't talk, you can't look at people, and you're meditating for 11 hours a day. You know, I'll sometimes go out and do some, you know, style of retreats like that to really disconnect from the busyness for a period of time. But during the day, I like to see my day as a walking meditation. I try to see my day where I don't need to leave the city or go into a quiet room for 20 minutes to breathe in order to escape the busyness. For me, it's about how do you integrate the entire day as a walking meditation. So I guess that's the new journey that I'm on.
Wow. I'm absolutely, just stunned, because this is amazing to be able to speak to somebody who actually practices it every day. And how long does yoga take you on a daily basis?
Yeah, so my practice that I do, it's called Ashtanga. So there's a it's a very disciplined yoga. Yeah? You're supposed to do it six mornings a week, and there's no instructor in the room that's talking and guiding you. There is an instructor in the room that helps assist people, but it's a self-taught practice. And you keep progressing and progressing as you move on, and the instructor will then give you a new pose when you do progress and they feel like you're ready for the next pose. So basically, you know, I do that, you know, each morning, and that practice typically takes me around, you know, my practice was 90 minutes, but now it's around 70 minutes. I've shortened it.
Handler believes that yoga helps him get out of his comfort zone and be at peace with himself.
You know, mental illness, you know, across the States and Australia, it's the highest it's ever been. It's growing at an astronomical rate. And, to digress a bit, the reason for me is they can't be with themselves. So, you know, they actually can't sit by themselves with themselves. They need to distract themselves. They need to go to their cell phone. They need to talk to people. They need to go to dinner. They need to go to drinks. They need to meet people. They need to be busy. So there's this whole, like, you know, there's this whole notion of, you know, you need to be busy. You need to be busy. And that's an illusion to me. You know, you don't need to be busy. You need to be able to sit with yourself, with your thoughts. And once you can actually sit with yourself and your thoughts and start to master yourself and understand yourself, that's when you can start to be more at peace. So these style of retreats teach you that you are there with yourself to face yourself. And so things that you may want to resist in your life or things that may be uncomfortable, it's time to kind of interact with them. And it can be very difficult and very challenging for people. You know, at this Vipassana retreat that, you know, it runs globally. I went to the one in Blackheath. You know, people leave, and that's fine. I mean, I respect that people leave. People leave because it's too challenging to be with yourself. And so I think, you know, that's something that I'm definitely, you know, very focused and committed on is being able to be at peace with being with myself.
In addition to yoga, Handler also has a few book recommendations for any aspiring entrepreneurs.
Well, one of the, you know, Mark Cuban, phenomenal entrepreneur that I love, you know, one of his books, which is a short read, it's so authentic. It's called How to Win at the Sport of Business. That book is a compilation of his blog posts. So that book is so authentic. He just compiled blog posts that he had written and put it into a book. So everyone had been asking him to write a book for so long, and he just said, hey, I want to keep it authentic. And so he, you know, collated those posts. I love that book. It's so easy to read. It's really inspiring. And then also The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. He's one of the best marketing geniuses in the world. The title is simple, and it tells you and it speaks to you. Stick out. Be the purple cow. Whatever you're doing, business, whatever, stick out. And so that's a very easy read again. You know, another book, you know, that Steve Jobs gave out at his funeral, The Autobiography of a Yogi. That's quite a deep book, but that's a really powerful book as well, which I think, you know, it's by a yogi called Paramahansa Yogananda, and it's a, you know, phenomenal book. I mean, Jobs gave it out at his funeral.
From his various coaches, Handler also has a big piece of advice he'd like to share.
One of the best advice I've ever received was around listen more than you talk. Listen more than you talk. So typically people like to talk about themselves. When you go into a meeting, people like to dominate a room. People really like just to talk. So the best advice I received around 9 years ago was listen. You have two ears for a reason. And that's been the best advice I've ever received.
Coming up after the break, Handler shares more on how yoga has benefited his decision-making.
So I feel like when I stopped it, things just moved a bit out of control for me in terms of my life. And I didn't feel as good as well.
How he views challenges as opportunities.
You know, when you are faced with a challenge, you look at it thinking, hey, this isn't a challenge. This is an opportunity for me to learn and grow.
Handler's ambitions for his new business, the Buyer's Agent Institute.
So it's really, if you want to live a flexible sheet and just reviewed some data lifestyle, over, you know, designing a calendar how you want it, and, you know, obviously servicing clients to buy a property, then, you know, this could be something that may be of interest to you.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you looking at buying or investing in property? Don't panic. Property is still a great investment. Is it now the time to buy, sell, or hold? Find out from Australia's leading industry experts on how to take advantage of today's market. You'll learn the secrets to renovating for profit or gain the knowledge, skills, and motivation to invest at the First Home Buyers Masterclass, plus much, much more. Whether you're a new or experienced investor, you can't miss the Sydney Property Buy Expo on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of September. Use the promo code PI for a 3-day free pass valued at $50. For tickets and more information, visit propertybuyexpo.com.au. Going back to yoga, Handler believes that the practice has helped him improve his decision-making and overall productivity.
I created a spreadsheet and just reviewed some data over a period of time when I stopped yoga, and I noticed a massive difference. You know, my sleeping wasn't as good. My eating habits changed. Discipline and diligence in areas of my life just around, you know, just I eat well, but, you know, I don't drink either, but I had a few glasses of wine during that time. So I really feel like yoga, you know, it's about inner peace. And so I feel like when I stopped it, things just moved a bit out of control for me in terms of my life. And I didn't feel as good as well. Like I really did not feel as clear, and my decision-making wasn't as strong either.
Yoga felt great for Handler since his first ever session.
I did my first practice, I remember really, really well. And I walked out of there thinking like, oh my God, like it was, I just can't wait to go back tomorrow. I feel so good. You know, when you're deep breathing in the morning for so long, you feel alive. And so I really miss that.
So if you met yourself 10 years ago, what would you say to him? Scale fast and the obstacle is the way?
Yeah, the obstacle is the way. There's an author called Ryan Halliday, and his book's called The Obstacle is the Way. He's also got a book called The Ego is the Enemy. And Ryan was, he's a phenomenal entrepreneur. He's good friends with Tim Ferriss. And that book just, you know, it just makes you look at obstacles completely in a new light. You know, when you are faced with a challenge, you look at it thinking, hey, this isn't a challenge. This is an opportunity for me to learn and grow. And so being able to have that perspective around a challenge or an obstacle, I mean, I wish I knew that a long time ago.
With his new business, the Buyer's Agent Institute, Handler hopes to show everyone how it is possible to become a buyer's agent, regardless of one's experiences and qualifications.
Effectively, anyone who is looking to turn buying property into a career, irrespective of your background, whether you've been successful or not, whether you have sales experience, all these qualifications, it does not matter. So it's really, if you want to live a flexible
spreadsheet
and just reviewed some data over, you know, designing a calendar how you want it, and, you know, obviously servicing clients to buy property, then, you know, this could be something that may be of interest to you. In terms of understanding more, you can visit, you know, thebuyersagentinstitute.com. So it's just www.buyersagentinstitute.com or .au. And you can, you know, learn about what we're doing there. It's just a really exciting platform that really educates and shows people how to really take charge of your life and, you know, start a business potentially or go work for another buyer's agency with really key frameworks and principles that I've developed over 9 years running the largest buyer's agency in Australia. I show people all the pain that I went through for 9 years. I show people a much easier way to go about it.
Handler hopes his program will help both buyer's agents and real estate agents who are currently working with people start their own business someday.
You're going to have to spend more time, you know, working for a company before you can be on commission only if you want to work for a company as a buyer's agent or a real estate agent. But if you want to start your own business, you can just go about the normal way and get a real estate license. And I'm trying to show people how to start a buyer's agency business. So I don't think it's going to affect potentially buyer's agents a lot for those who want to start their own business. But for real estate agents and buyer's agents who want to go work for a company, you know, it definitely could have impact. Absolutely.
However, Handler discourages people who are taking the course to leave their current roles completely. instead hoping they will use his program as a learning tool on the side for their future.
Got a lot of past students in the Institute who have finished recently who haven't, you know, quit their jobs, and they're still working and they've got flexibility with their current jobs, and they're doing this part-time. So I've got a lot of people who have, you know, signed up clients, starting to work with clients simultaneously while they're carrying out their other roles. So you're able to simultaneously do both. And I advise that before anyone kind of, you know, jumps out of the gate straight away and tries to just start their own buyer's agency business, it's all about mitigating risk. And so you can start to get a taste and a feel for it, you know, while you're working, in my opinion.
Great. And maybe just one last question is, what do you think people, like what do you think maybe are two or three things people will definitely learn out of this Buyer's Agency Institute course if they decide to take it with you?
One is that you can earn 6 and 7 figures in this career despite any limitations you may think. I show very clear, diligent ways for people to be able to do that. I know it's not about financial. It's not about the financials all the time, but that's one area that I'm very, you know, confident in. I show people how to do it. Number two, I really show people that you can start your own business. Despite all the negativity or the limitations that exist out there, I show people how to start their own business in a very lean, you know, risk-free manner. I show people how to be your own boss. You know, and a lot of people do find that limiting originally, but when they come in the course and they do it, they find that, you know, it's not so difficult after all. Number three, I show people that, you know, you can work smarter, not harder in this career as a buyer's agent. I really show people how to, you know, generate a higher ROI by putting in less time so you can create flexibility so you can be with your family, your friends, and you can enjoy life. So I show people how to get that really holistic work-life imbalance.
And finally, for those interested in contacting Handler, he encourages you to call and speak with him on his mobile.
Best is on my mobile. I love talking to people and connecting with people. So my number is 0405-633-910. I love talking to people, so please feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you to Ben Handler, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar, Ben Handler, and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.